you got the funny static on the thing. Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio. Hello, my name is Ben. On the show tonight, I'm joined by two guests, Brishen and Joanne. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Say hi.
Hello.
You guys are in Vancouver, friends of mine, but you guys were not stranger to campus radio.
No. We both had shows on in Kingston and Queens.
And was it 101.9 as well?
It was also 101.9.
What's the call sign?
It still is 101.9.
No, we took it over. We knocked them all.
It's the longest continually broadcasting station in North America.
Really?
I believe, yeah.
When did it started? Do you know? Like, are we talking about like the
60s? I think they celebrated their 75th or...
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. At CFRC FM.
Right. That's quite a while. So no one never lost a license.
None of that stuff.
I'm not sure how stellar it was for all 75 years, but...
It was started, I think, more kind of a bunch of engineers, like kind of more technical radio. I don't think that was that entertaining, but now they have quite an audience base. There's a prison there. The prison loves the radio station.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
They send letters.
Yeah.
Something to do.
Yeah. Do they put in requests and such?
They've been known to call in, yeah. Though they're super avid supporters.
Oh, that's super awesome. Actually.
I know. It's somewhere that the station hits, right?
You know? And they're trapped. They can't really go.
They are, yes, they by really, virtue
they,
of their...
They are captive listeners.
They have no choice. I wish my...
You wish your audience was captive?
Yeah.
Are you advertising you'd like some captive audience?
Like, no choice. welcome to the new station. What do you think of... You've been to the old one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a brand new one. We've only been here for about 3 months, I think.
It's nice. It's very open. It seems very interesting.
So the biggest difference, I've said this many, many times, is the main studio now, you have like three giant glass window that you feel like you're at the control center. You can see like everything that's happening outside in the sub. You can see everything that's happening in the lounge. Mm-hmm. And you can see everything that's happened down the hallway in a different room.
Feels like people should walk by with messages, hot off the press, and you could read it.
It's like, this is how fish in a cool aquarium feel.
Yeah. Normally, all the fans of the show would come by and put in the battle seat today.
They'd have requests on little notepads.
The only problem is, like, it's right now it's not so bad, but I can see it being really, really distracting during the daytime. Just with people doing everything, just like, you know, if you'll come in with like a new... With food, I'd be like, what are they having?
You got to be blinded by your love of radio.
Yeah. I'm already distracted with, like, even though it's like, what are those two, like, what are those people on the computer for? I don't know. They're watching YouTube. What are they watching? Why are they not listening to the show? All right. Let's get started with some music. I'm going to play some P.S. I Love You. It is off a record called For Those Who Stay. And it's the latest one by him, which came out like a year ago. Do you know anything you guys have to say about P.S. I Love You? He's from Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah, he is. He's very involved with the radio station there, which is how we first met him. He DJ events and still does. And some of his songs are about Kingston, for sure. Yeah.
Did he have a show at all, or no? He just.
I know he did some indie wake up call. I believe he had his own show.
I think he had his own show. I can't remember what the name was.
No, me neither. But
he's a fantastic DJ.
Yeah, he's a very good live DJ. He's DJing a bunch in Toronto now, where he is living.
Right.
But yeah, I can't think of if he had what his show would have been called. But
all right.
Very influenced by kind of like 70s.
Right. Is he just DJing, or is he continuing on with his musical? Is there an album coming out at some point? Probably.
They're still doing the band.
He's on Paperbag Records.
Right.
And he does a lot of opening for other bands and stuff. Okay. Like, he played with DFA for their reunion tour, which was kind of, pretty awesome. Yeah. Death from Above, 1979.
Something.
1979. Yeah, he opened for them. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you at that show?
No.
Yeah.
We're not that cool.
I think it was on a weeknight. You know?
Oh,
you know, kids these days.
All right, let's listen to some P.S. I Love You. Advice is the name of the song. from the record. For those who stay, this is CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. That was, I think, Sons, but it could be Jerusalem in My Heart. It looks like it's a double record from Sons and Jerusalem in My Heart. The song, at least, I know it's called Metal. And yeah, that's the song that you heard. It looks like, or maybe it's both of them combined.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they combined.
But yeah, it's Sun featuring or Jerusalem.
It's either a double album or a joint effort. We're not sure.
Or just a thing to confuse me, which is very common. Before that, you heard some Death from Above, 1979. It's the old one from the record Your Woman, I'm a Man. Romantic Night is the song that is their, that was their old hit song, quote unquote. It's big enough that a year afterwards, it came out with a record of just other bands or, no, just remixes of that one song.
Yeah, whole remixes, yeah.
Of that one song, so it must be a good one. We started off with some P.S. I Love You. Advice is the name of the song. The record was called For Those Who Stay. That came out almost exactly a year ago. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM on CITR.ca. Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell is the program. On the show tonight, joining me is Joanne and Prashen, friends of the show.
Long-time friends of the show.
Long-time.
Constant listener.
We're going to play now some Slim Twig, which I actually know absolutely nothing about except for the fact that they are playing with some friends of my show, of this show also. They're playing with Energy Slime and Gail Grayson at the Media Club on Thursday, September the 24th. Do you know anything? Can you shed some light on Slim Twig at all whatsoever?
Well, he's Toronto-based, okay. I believe, still is.
Is it just one person, kind of?
Yeah, it's one guy. And he was, a couple years ago, I directed a play by actually East Van originated writer named Norman Young, and he had worked with Slim Twig. I'm forgetting his actual name, but I worked with him on the Bruce McDonald film, the Canadian film Tracy Fragments, that maybe people have seen. Anyway, Slim Twig did some music on that film and acted in it as himself, pretty much.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, like he plays this cool young rocker, and that's what he looks like, and that would be his identity. Anyway, so he
except for the part of him being a complete jerk. So I don't know if he's.
He's not a complete jerk at all, but he's very cool. In the movie, he's very cool. No, in real life, he's very cool but he's not a jerk in real life. Yeah, he's not a jerk at all because he offered his music up for a play that we were doing. So we did a play called Theory where all the music was Slim Twig music. And he's known to put on a very, very good live show. Yeah. So you should go check him out if you can. Yeah,
that sounds like a fun one.
Yeah, he does a lot of experimenting and. His live shows are different than the recorded stuff I've heard.
So, well, we'll listen to a song from the record. And just to keep in mind, his live shows are probably better. But still, this should be fun. I actually never heard it, so this is going to be great. This is from the latest record called Thank You for Sticking with Twig. And the song I'm going to play is called Textiles on Main Street. Here we go. CITR 101.9 FM.
Surprised by the times I felt the pull. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town at a local venue or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Catsolano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
again.
We'll be right back. My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Hey, Jody!
Oh, hi, Sam!
Well, the store's all locked up tight once again.
Great. Are you all ready for the record?
Am I? I've been practicing for weeks. I'm all ready to sing yo-hee-ho. Hoist the mainsail. They sing in yo-hee-ho. Sail across the ocean blue. Sing in yo-hee-ho.
Not now, Sam. But you should know, there'll be lots of time for yo-hee-ho.
Right, Muffy. We'll get to all our favorite songs.
Hey, well, that's good. I certainly wouldn't want to miss yo-hee-ho.
Oh, we won't, Sam.
Good. Yeah, it's my favorite song.
We know, Sam.
Right.
Today's special. It's for everyone. Today's special. Come join in the fun.
With magic everywhere.
A world for us to share.
And friendly faces, hoping that you will want to meet us there. For today's special, it's about to appear, it's about to appear. Today's special, shout it loud and clear. Today's special.
Yeah, that was a that was a little choppier than expected, but
it was censored.
It was.
Yeah, it was gonna start playing.
So
again.
Much swearing. I'm sorry. that was from a TV show from the 80s. It's a Canadian TV show. It's Canadian.
It's Ontario.
It's a Today's Special, and the theme of the TV show. There's a mannequin
that comes to life when
he wears a hat.
The department store closes down.
Is it the Bay or Eden's? Never said.
So it is. I looked this
Let's
up when I went to Toronto,
and it was
the Simpsons department store.
Oh,
and now it's the Bay. And I know that because when I moved to Toronto, I actually did look it up. And you can find the right angle and see where the Jeff the Mannequin was actually in the window. But what you played wasn't – it was partly the opening. But I realized it's actually the first song on the album of music they came up with that, as a family, we played in the car that tape continuously loop so that my younger sister would be content.
Admitted here on the radio.
Yeah. And so I know all of the lyrics to that entire album.
There are other songs on it, though, right? Okay.
That's the intro.
Yeah. The intro, okay. But do they sing the other songs in the rest of the other series?
No.
There's not a lot of singing in the
show. Well, there is.
Well, I guess every time he comes alive, he kind of sings, doesn't he?
Yeah, they sing a lot in the show, actually.
Yeah.
But I think that these songs are just songs that are made for it. Yeah. And that's Jeff, and there's Jeff Hislop, who was also Phantom of the Opera, for people who remember it in the 90s.
So he's amazing, yeah.
He played the live Phantom, right?
I think he actually was the Phantom in the opera.
Which opera?
Just all of them.
When he put on a hat, he just came from he came from the dead. Yeah. Only thing I remember about that show, and I mentioned this many times, maybe not on air, is the only thing I remember is there's an Apple II computer. There's a talking computer.
TXL.
On the show.
Oh, yeah. He's a major character.
Yeah. And it's a talking computer.
And it's Apple II?
It's an Apple II computer. They put a sticker over it, so it doesn't say what it is. But
it totally is an Apple II.
Wow. Yeah. So advanced.
It was.
Yeah.
Super advanced. Anyway, that's what I gotta say about today's special. I don't know how you played it. It's fun.
Was this the Ontario connection?
Yeah, it's Ontario. Perfect. Was there any specific like Kingston shows? I mean, I guess you wouldn't watch a lot of cable TV on Kingston.
Hmm.
Anything from Soyuz? Anything from Brantford?
No, Soyuz had, I mean, I don't know what it's like now, but we had one radio station only played golden oldies. So we definitely didn't have a TV show.
No, yeah, same here. I mean, we just watched stuff from Toronto growing up.
Right, right. Harold Johnson, Joanne McLeod. Body Break?
Yeah, Body Break.
All right.
My
let's speaking of which, now that I have it.
She's a big role model.
Did they do an album too?
Before today's special, we play some Groucho Pepe with a song called Band-Aids. You are still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM with me, Ben, and Joanne, and Brishen. We got about 5 minutes left until we're going to do a rerun of a super old version of this program. There was a band that came to play on the show called Lover, Lover, Lover. They existed for maybe about 5 months, but they were a fun band. And I always liked them. And I am. They played on the show about 10 years ago. And this is a recording from them 10 years ago, obviously. And I'm going to play that for you in about 5 minutes' time at 10 o'clock. But until then, we're going to play some music. Although, I don't know what we play. Oh, we're going to... Well, we'll squeeze in some Courtney's, and then we'll figure out what to play after that. This is the Courtney's... I don't want to say anything. Courtney's a fun band. Everyone knows Courtney's anyway in Vancouver. They do well for themselves. Here we go. Foam, self-titled. The Courtney's. Oh, I should probably turn it on.
Calling and acting seems wrong, but your best friend's gone. It's a mandatory suicide. to them. Open up the fridge every 30 seconds, just stare down for a while.
That was Doldrums from the record The Air Conditioned Nightmare. The song I play was Blow Away. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Salish territories in Vancouver in UBC. This is the end of the current version of the program. Thank you very much to Brishen and Joanne.
Thank you, Ben,
for joining us. Joining us, so just me, I guess, on the program
and the listeners.
Listeners, yeah, everyone and all the chipmunks around here. No,
everyone watching us.
Yeah, millions of people watching us. Thanks so much, everyone else. I am going to tell you that Copy Paste is coming up in an hour's time. That's at 11 o'clock. Should be a fantastic show. DJ Autonomy's hard at work setting up his playlist. I think outside, I can see him from here, and I am now going to play a rerun of a show that happened on this program almost 10 years ago. There's a band called Lover. They existed for a very short amount of time, but it was glorious when they did. Sure. They were in Shindig. Actually, they played in Shindig, and they won the first round, and then they broke up before they even went on to the second round.
Has that happened before?
No, it's never. Yeah, there's one band that has happened. I think both of them happened in the same year, which is interesting. We have lost members from bands before, and they keep going without some of the members. But this was like one of the favorites that year, so it's interesting.
It shows how traumatic experience it is to go to Shindig. Yeah, it is.
They were like super fun live. They just like seems like one of those bands that's just like having like a party on stage, and I mean that in a good way. But anyways, this is Lover, Lover, Lover on CITR, as they were about 10 years ago in 2006.